You know, like do something to woo him. Like, I don't know. Like, she just
Fight for
accepted
that
defeat.
man. He cannot woo
No.
him when the girl is already in her proposal wife,
Nah, you can
right?
always get wooed. A man can always be wooed.
No, a
Nah,
man
nah,
cannot be.
agreed. A man can always be wooed.
He can always
Yes.
be wooed.
Do not, okay, ladies,
She started doing some
ignore
somersaults
them.
or
I'm making
something.
eye contact with you right now. Don't listen to what these men are
Swing from a
saying.
chandelier, something.
They
Show
will
me
have you out
something.
here looking stupid because now you're doing cartwheels for a man who doesn't want to pick you. And why do
Men
you have to do
love
cartwheels?
cartwheels. Yeah.
Again, like I said before, love when it's right should be boring.
I'm Colton Underwood, and you're listening to Two Bros in a Rose.
You're listening to Two Bros in a Rose.
Welcome back to another edition of Two Bros and a Rose. I'm Brandon Smith talking to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. Joined as always, my guy Brandon Pope in Chicago. Pope, we are, how are you living, man? We've been talking for a minute, you and I already. How's the chops? You do this though. You'd probably just get warmed up.
Just getting warmed up. I just poured my old fashioned. So hey, we ready to go. Life's good. Life's good. This has been a good season, you know? Pretty
I mean,
happy with it.
I don't want to just take your word for it. We have two other people with us. Let's be a democracy here and let's see how we all think if we all agree with you here. All right.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
In the DC area, welcome back, JQ. We've missed you. I don't know if the streets thought we had a beef with you or anything, but you want to clear up any rumors that
Oh, no beef,
Okay.
no beef.
All
But your girl is working very hard. Your
right.
girl's booked and busy, you know? But I'm happy. I was gone for a minute, but I'm back with the jump off.
Back at the jump off. Well, I'm glad to have you back. Glad to clear up any rumors and allegations that was a
We
pod
should have
breakup or
started
anything.
something. We should have started
Ooh,
something.
we could have like, ooh,
We
like,
missed an opportunity because people
you know
love
how
drama.
celebrities do like fake beef and fake,
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We could have had a fake beef.
that would have been like, ooh, I could have, this could have been my version of, could have put out my version of like that.
Ooh.
Big me.
Okay, all right. Oh,
And then I could have
okay.
been like Drake and just give a bunch of affirmations instead of actually responding.
You just post on Instagram.
Damn, so you'd have been throwing shots at Romney?
Actually, oh, what if it was us against y'all?
Nah, but I feel like it would have needed to, like, you didn't need it would have hit more if you would have threw some shots at Romney too.
Yeah, but I would never do that.
Well, you gotta
Or
manufacture it.
women. That is true. We have to keep up the appearances. All right, I'll manufacture some beef next season.
In the Atlanta area, she was at a historic game on
Okay,
Monday
this
night.
is not
Everybody,
about
she was
The
she,
Bachelor. We are. That's not a
what
problem.
you was at what, you were probably at the most historic basketball game of the season Monday
History.
night. Yeah.
Let's stay on track.
Romney Mills in Atlanta area. Romney, what's good? How you living?
I'm good. Looking forward to Thursday.
So you back in the arena?
I'm not back in the arena. I do
Ooh,
have legal.
you got shamed. They kicked you out of Atlanta out the Phillips
Oh
Arena.
no, I pay a lot of rent. They're not kicking me out of nowhere. I'm here
No,
till at
that's
least the
right.
first.
All right. Before we start, Romney, Romney just brought up the Like That song. You in Atlanta? What side do you land on? Are you team Future? Are you team Drake and J. Cole?
I don't really have a, well, since you said
Wow.
J. Cole,
Yeah.
I was gonna say I don't really have a dog in this fight. J.
Ooh, was
Cole.
that a shot right there? All the dogs? Oh, okay. Look at that
Wow.
shot. Oh, look at
Wow.
wordplay,
All right. J. Cole is from North Carolina. Every time I see Drake do anything, I'm like, you're 40. But the thing here is Future is
and a
also 40.
Scorpio.
Future is
Yes.
also 40.
They are 40. Like, you ever stop and think about the fact, like, y'all are 40.
But all it takes is a young woman to make guys act like women, or not women, act young and dumb.
I was about to say, wow, we're careful, really
careful.
Yes,
careful. I was
not
trying to play.
Manufacturing the beef so early.
make men act young and dumb. So it's always a woman that is probably at the heart of this beef.
You know, yeah. It might be, but that's their fault
it
also,
is, right? I think
it's got to be. It's money or women.
Isn't Future mad about Drake getting with the woman that?
I saw a woman go up on the internet that the streets say this is who they're fighting over. I said, huh?
Yeah.
I think a fight could take off between.
Ooh, this woman.
Wait. First of all, send me that. But also, okay. Allegedly, a lot of this is alleged. A lot of it is gossip. But allegedly, like, there was a young lady who was seeing Future socially. And when she was seeing him socially, he, you know, confided some things in her. Men be chitting and chatting. That is true. My favorite thing about men is how messy they are. It really is what keeps me coming back. And then she later on, I guess, like, also had social relations with Drake and then told Drake what Future said about him, which is very messy. Yo, like,
JQ that's got very, all the tea.
This is alleged. This is rumor. Like, these are unfounded. This is very likely fake news. I'm like, I would not. This is not reportable. This is me being like,
I'm taking it as facts.
Yeah.
This is very much big bold letter. Like, when Meg's like, big bold letters, background, don't trust that. Like, this is big bold letters on the background. Like, this is not, I do not have first, second, let alone third and fourth sources on this. But if so, that's very messy.
Yeah, yeah. This woman started it, is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
You know, that's what happens sometimes. The women start stuff sometimes, and all these guys can do is just get on a rap song and debate each other. I think it's funny that Drake had the "What Would Pluto Do" song probably after this happened, right? Maybe sending subs. I'm just saying, this is a fascinating beef, and I think it speaks to the core of what the future of hip hop really is. You know,
women.
Women are the future of hip hop, though.
Yeah.
Also, the ladies are also in their own Cold War.
Love it.
There's actually a lot of rap beef going on right now.
It's so great. I love it all. Let them fight.
Okay.
Let them fight. I'm all for it.
Robbie wants peace.
These people scrap.
You mean lyrically, right? Because we can't go back to the 90s.
I would like both.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
not the ra-ta-ta-ta.
The song is
too friendly.
The song is called First Person Shooter.
Okay.
Like,
Drake and J. Cole aren't using any guns.
Oh, they just meant their bars. Got it. The wordplay.
I wouldn't put it past J. Cole, but Drake is not shooting anybody.
Aubrey. Yeah, Aubrey's not going to shoot anybody.
Oh, remember when he was on Degrassi? And I like Degrassi. I was a fan.
That's always going to hold him back.
Always, yes.
He could put out the hardest track of all time, and we could just be like,
whatever it takes. I know I'll make it through.
All right, I guess we should talk the show. You know, so I guess... This a fantasy league thing. I sometimes don't know if like all the points have updated or whatnot because they've had some glitches and everything. But I believe it's over. I believe all the points have been tabulated, and we have a tie for first. Our friend Aaron, friend of the pod, Aaron, and Tia tie for first. Romney, you're right there.
I know.
Right. You're on the middle stand. tie for third. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this is all. I think it's done. I think the calculations are done. I don't think there's any I don't think we're waiting for any more numbers. So we'll figure out what to do with those two that came in first place. But thanks to all that played. We'll most likely try to do it again, give people a little bit better warning than we did this last season, and things like that. All right, let's bop around a little bit about the finale, and let's just first start with let's celebrate love first. Congratulations to Kelsey and Joey. JK, we haven't heard from you in a few weeks, maybe about a month or so now.
I know.
Are you feeling the love?
I mean,
what do you think?
Yeah, in all honesty, they seem boring, but I think the best, healthiest, and most successful relationships are boring. So good for them.
Okay, that was mature. A little bit of a shot. I don't know if that was hate, but
no, it's not hate. Like, I would like, honestly, ideally, boring. I'm telling you, all that back forth, big care. You don't need that. Boring is where it's at. It's like, oh, what's our story? We like each other, and now we're doing this. Okay, that sounds great. Boring is where it's at.
All right, Rodney, what you got? How are we feeling here with Kelsey and with Joey?
Yeah, I feel the same way. They're both kind of boring, but Daisy is more boring. So
strays.
We can agree with that.
So, yeah. I think, like I said, I think they're all three of them are boring. And I think Daisy and Joey were the same amount of boring.
Yeah.
Kind of like lift some up a little bit.
I think the most interesting, maybe one of the most interesting things about their come up is like Kelsey didn't even really start to like materialize right into maybe like halfway through the season. Like I feel like typically like you at least have she wasn't even like in anybody's like real top four at the beginning, right? You typically have this is so formulaic, and you can pretty much after like episode two or three, like, okay, these are at least going to be the top four and things like that. But I don't think she's in, maybe if she's in anybody's top four, fine, but I don't think she's definitely anyone's last two or one, 3 or 4 weeks in. I think that part to me, Pope, was maybe like one of the most interesting things about her journey.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere. I mean, I remember there were folks that had her in like their top four earlier than I was even like had her on my radar, and I'm just like, there's no way. I think you may have had her in your final four too. And I just like, who is this woman? We haven't even heard nothing from her yet. Y'all sure? But clearly there was something there. The choice between Daisy and her was like having the choice between, a carafe of Miracle Whip and a carafe of a good, garlic aioli. Both are not that great. But
that is so funny.
The aioli, you're definitely going to choose that, right? Like, it's aioli. It's definitely the same thing, but it's aioli. It's aioli.
So Kelsey's aioli. Hey, wait, what's Daisy?
She's just
Miracle Whip. What'd you call her? Mayo. Mayo. Oh man.
I would not buy either, but
no, not with Pope. Aioli is definitely the choice if given the two.
If given the choice, you're gonna go with the aioli. Even if it's not better. It probably is, but like it just sounds better.
what point in this, Romney, and in this last episode were you convinced it was Kelsey? How early was it? I mean, obviously, as the episode went on, you're like, okay, this is definitely not gonna happen. But was anything like earlier in the episode where like you were starting to get a hint that this may not go Daisy?
When they were on that date and he was talking in past tense.
Child.
Yes. I wrote that down. Oh, yes. Well done. Yes.
this isn't gonna end well for her.
I think he said, oh man, I thought I had it written down. Damn. Yeah, but to your point, he instead of saying like continuing or something, he said continued or I don't know. But yeah, he didn't. Yeah, it was past tense. I was like, whoop. that this
he said something like, this is the exact quote. He was like, I'm so glad we got this experience together.
Okay, yes, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean?
Yes.
Did he say something along the lines of like, oh, whether it's you or not, or whether we end up together or not? I feel like if someone
said that because they like made a wish at the end of the date. And his wish was, I hope we both find happiness either together or apart.
If someone says, okay, if someone's like, I feel like if someone talks like that, like, that means they're not into it. Like, just, no, it's done.
I have another quote that speaks to this, that he said, just be grateful for what we built. And then I was like, okay, if he would have said, like, let's be grateful for what we're building, I'm like, okay, they're going to be together, but built just seemed it's done. Hey, my job is done here. We can get out of here now. I was like, yeah, that was that I think Joey was, you know, he was trying to be as nice as possible with breaking it off of her. JQ, I forget where you stand here since we hadn't talked to you for a while. Did you think Daisy was the favorite going into it? Like,
okay, yeah. So I admittedly, like, again, life got wild, so I was like, okay, we're back. But when I saw the way he was talking to her, I was like, oh no, nah, this is not happening. Like, it's a no. That being said, I kind of wanted her to win because I was very concerned that she was going to end up as Bachelorette.
Facts.
If she didn't win, but we avoided that. But yeah, I could tell, like, the body language, like, just the way he was talking to her about her. I think I even tweeted this. I was like, oh, we're about to witness a canon event. She's about to get broken up with.
And we didn't even get that moment for her to get her heart ripped out of her body.
Which I gotta say, I'm kind of into. I'm very much.
Really?
I think. Wow. Okay, my advice: leave him before he leaves you.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Nah.
I support that.
So, okay. We're not. Look.
What happened? What happened to the love of the game?
Exactly. You know,
what happened to the love of the game? No,
because it is the game. It's just you not getting played in the game. It's his turn to get played.
Imagine being blown out in a game by 30 points and you're in the fourth quarter.
All right.
And then you're just like, you know what? I'm going to wave the white flag here. We don't got to go on. You know?
Imagine.
Yeah, I would absolutely do that.
Imagine if the Hawks would have done that the other night, Hope. Imagine they just would have gave up.
The thing with the Hawks is they can't even really, they ain't have a fight to go to. They didn't have a bench to put in the game. So they really couldn't wave the white flag. They had like 8 people on their injury.
You sounded really aggressive, Rob.
Your white flag.
But I'm just saying, like, Daisy out here quitting. Okay,
yeah, man, that play was the sick. Game. That was play sick the game, work.
Okay,
you guys cannot celebrate this. You cannot champion this woman just out here. Hey, let me go talk to my ops and let me get some intel. Oh, damn, they really about to get married. Well, I guess I'll quit.
Stand up. You know, like, do something to woo him. Like, I don't know. Like, she's
fight for that man.
He cannot woo him when the girl is already in her proposal wife.
Nah, you can always get wooed. A man can always be wooed.
A man can always be wooed.
He can always be wooed.
Do not. Okay, ladies.
She started doing some somersaults or something.
I'm making eye contact with you right now. Don't listen to what these men are saying.
From a chandelier or something.
They will have you out here looking stupid because now you're doing cartwheels for a man who doesn't want to pick you. And why do you have to do cartwheels? Again, like I said before, love, when it's right, should be boring.
Oh, man. Come on, JQ.
JQ, did you know a man invented the circus? We love cartwheels. We love
y'all some clowns.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
That was well played. That was well played. I can't even lie. That was great. What a great comeback.
So I'm just, look, we were just robbed of the moment of her saying her little spiel, talking about, I'm really falling in love with you.
And finally, she bailed Joey out.
Yeah.
She bailed him out from having a, you know, kind of like weird speech where he's obviously going to sound bad because he's breaking up with the woman. Saved her from all that.
He looked ugly when he cried, though. I will. He's a little cutie, but he was not cute when he was crying. Yeah.
JQ, you JQ and Romney, you believe those are real tears?
I think those were. He was like kind of blubbery.
Somebody said he looked like a turtle, like a snapping turtle. I have to find the tweet.
Robin, you think it was cute?
No.
Well, I mean, Joey's your man, so I didn't know if you.
I do like Joey.
I didn't know if you thought all what he does is cute. You might have been like, "Oh my God, look, vulnerable."
Well, we kind of did see more emotion from him than we've seen in a while.
Forever, yeah.
So maybe he got some points there, but like, I think he kind of would have been crying either way. So
that was crocodile tear. He wasn't feeling her. Look, Pope, is there such a thing as a girl, you know, guys will get this knock for some reason that a guy could be too nice, but can we flip it on a woman? Like, is it such a thing as a woman being too nice? Because maybe he was just like, yo, she's just too nice and too boring. Like, she got nothing here for me.
We can't both be boring.
Nope.
But he got green eyes.
There isn't such thing as a woman being too just nice, I guess. I think that's the wrong terminology. It's not that they're too nice. It's just like, you're nice and what? Like, what else is there to you?
No, I think men like nice to be bullied, but that's a different podcast.
Remember, are you saying that because you enjoy the bullying? Ooh.
I don't, when I actually like a guy, I don't bully, actually. I'm so nice when I actually like someone.
Interesting.
What does Sandra say to her? Remember their conversation, her and Sandra? Sandra basically was like, what Pope said earlier, go turn some tricks on my man. Like, go do something. Don't just sit back, go do something. And Daisy didn't do nothing.
Fight back.
Fight back.
She accepted defeat, and it's just like, it don't look good. I don't care if it's Michael Jordan, if it's LeBron. I don't care if it's Peyton Manning.
The Hawks.
Y'all are approaching this the way men are socialized, and you can't do that.
I mean, women also be about Mamba mentality. But this wasn't very Mamba mentality. Like, Kobe would be very upset.
Right now. I was going to say, let's switch shows real quick. Look at AD. She's fighting back.
She's real clownish right now.
She's a gamer. No, she's a gamer.
Is that really the example you wanted to use?
Is that what fighting back is? Yeah.
Clay, Clay has not moved on technically yet. She's still in the game.
Is that what you, okay, ladies, again, I'm not talking to Brandon and Brandon. Ladies, really think. Is that really what you want? Do you really want to look stupid behind a man? Because here's the thing. If you look stupid behind a man, I personally am going to bully you. Me.
Ladies, ask yourself, stupid to who?
I think women have one moment. They have one man to be stupid over. And hopefully you're stupid over that one man at a small age.
That's right. That's right.
You're right. You know what? You're right. Yeah. You're right. You get one time.
I think AD, she's 30. I think she's already been stupid over a man. Let's just say that. Because I've been stupid over a man and I'm 25.
Oh,
you can't be stupid over a man again at 30.
Oh, man.
That's the thing. She and I are age mates, so I really be like, girl.
Oh, man,
maybe she's not being stupid. Maybe she.
No.
Thank you.
She was on the Nick Vile podcast, and they were like, "Do you remind him of what he let go?" She said every single time.
Yep, because she's doing tricks. Because she's doing tricks.
But she was like, "We're also flirty friends, girl. You letting that man hug up on you?
Also, what do you mean you reminded him every time? The way you reminded him every time.
Don't worry about it. Damn.
You need You need to block him, and then you need to go get your PhD. Wow. That's what you
hate.
Need to do.
That's hate.
That is hate.
It is.
That's hate.
It is. I'm like, listen, we ruthless out in this game. Don't, uh-uh. We not doing this.
Y'all ain't respecting this man's growth journey.
Absolutely not. You're right. I'm not.
All he want to do is check on her finances. She need to come clean with the finances. He got a concern.
I need to have a boot camp. You know how like you're when you were bad, or this didn't happen to me because I was good.
JQ's boot camp sounds terrible.
But you know how like if you were bad, it would be like, I'm sending you down south to your grandma's for the summer. Like, I feel like some of these ladies need to be sent to me for a summer, and we're going to have a boot camp.
Jesus.
I'll be like, no. It's going to be like scared straight.
I just got this image of JQ standing outside some house with a switch in her hand. She's like, come on now. Come on. That's right.
Come on, ladies. Let's not be dumb.
No, you got to go get your own switch.
Yeah, go gotta pick your own switch out the backyard.
Oh my gosh. My grandma used to send me back outside. That one's too small.
My great grandma did that too.
You think I'm gonna pick the biggest one?
That's a different level of trauma right there.
Quick switch story, and I promise it's not me. My good family friend, basically, like I call my older brother, I call his mom my aunt, at his house. His grandma said, yo, go get me a switch. Yo, why this dude bring back a whole like tree branch? Yo, like to be a smart ass.
Oh no.
Whoa.
And I bet you, listen.
She probably used it too.
Dog, the house cleared out. We was all laughing. Like, yo. She was,
I would have
so
been
mad.
Like, that's scary.
It was the funniest thing ever.
Because it's also like, you could be next. I'm leaving.
Yeah. That was high comedy. All right.
That's different, man.
Let's salute a very good piece of production. The limo shot or the SUV shot.
I literally jumped.
It was shocking.
The slow pan.
I was shocked. I was like, whoa.
And the crowd, you got the gnat sound of the crowd gasping.
It's the one time me and the crowd had this. Yeah, it was the one time me and the crowd were on the same page.
Like, oh.
They could have had me in that crowd. They would have got some good images. Because I was like, yo.
Yo, that salute. That was well done. And I was like, wait, okay, so when this was, I mean, I'm sorry everyone's thinking about that. And then it got revealed later, but like, I was like, wait, so is this going to pull up right there? Like, how they going to, like, is he not going to see both of them? But like, that shit was parked in the cut. Because they like did a wide shot of like where he was standing compared to like, and you couldn't even see the SUV. I was like, damn, they parked like a mile out. but no, I thought that scene was really, that was really well shot. I don't know why they did that, but nonetheless,
the production has stepped up. Definitely, they have stepped up the production, the editing. Good for them.
If I was Kelsey, I'd have been like, "Yo, you sit right here. I'll be right back," and come back and show her that big ass ring. And that's how, back to the point of Daisy getting out of this, you know.
What would Kelsey have done if Daisy going first would have went first, end up getting the ring?
We knew that wasn't going to happen, but that would be shocking.
But here's the thing. That's because Daisy gave up. I'm saying she should have stayed in the game.
Oh my God.
And she decided to quit. That's all I'm saying, y'all.
I'm gonna let y'all talk. I'm gonna let y'all say what you say. But I am making don't listen to what they're, don't follow their advice. Don't do what they're saying to do.
Get your head in the game, ladies. I'm a non-believer,
fight for that man, huh? That's
no,
crazy.
I don't. I actually don't believe in fighting for men. I don't. Correct, I don't.
Remember who you're talking to.
Yes. Yes.
No.
She ain't going to do that.
Ever.
All right. So, all right. Anything else about Kelsey and And
Kelsey
Joey
seems really cool. Kelsey seems like a really cool person. Seems like this, a couple that's going to work out. I'm happy for them. I think overall, unproblematic people, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied with the result. I'm satisfied.
I'm a little curious. I like Kelsey's mindset. It doesn't seem like they need to rush into a marriage or anything like this. They can enjoy some time. I'm a little curious about how they're about to move around here. I guess they're going to New Orleans where she lives, where she's from, where she lives.
His sister, so he's really homeless.
That's where I'm going. Yeah. A perfect segue. And then they're moving to New York. I'm like, yo, he doesn't have a job, and he's not
Dancing with the Stars. He'll be fine.
But he is.
Which means
he's
going to
be
job.
An influencer.
What? Wait, but he has no personality.
The Do we dude know for a fact he don't have a job?
Tennis coach.
Yeah, but he's what he has going for him is he's like, he might, with the information we know now, is probably the least problematic like bachelor we've had in a while. Like, yeah. He's adorable. He's a short king. Like,
who is that super boring bachelor like before him or two times before him? That dude's not no influencer.
Who?
Zach?
Zach, yeah.
Well, Zach
I forgot about him.
Okay, Zach was boring, but he was forgettable. This guy isn't forgettable because
he also played that girl because he slept that one girl he slept with.
Right.
How he play her? That's what you're supposed to do on the show.
And Joey's objectively a very just traditionally attractive dude.
But he has no charisma.
I don't know about that, man. He got some riz. He got some riz.
Does he?
He could have pulled me.
It's just the eyes.
It's not just the eyes, bro.
It's not
me with the women over here agreeing. Like, that's a smooth. That's a smooth dude right there. Really.
And the 5 o'clock shadow that he
know what he's doing, and he's good at it, and he's also he's like a really good guy as well. But he know what he's doing. He's not naive.
Well, Robbie called him homeless.
Okay.
Exactly. She's making a great point. You know what he's doing.
I mean,
you are homeless, you need to make sure the rest of you.
Yeah, you're going to be laying dick.
100%.
Y'all making it seem like he about to pull a Lee John Reason Tisa move. Like he needs somewhere to stay.
Can we be honest?
Let's be honest.
This is for the ladies. Have you guys ever had a kind of homeless man in your guys' home? And then you're like, oh, wait, this guy's kind of doesn't have a place to live.
I might have told the story before, but I worked at H&M in college. And I had a coworker who was really cute. And so he came to my apartment one night. And this is the first time we had ever hung out outside of H&M. And before he left, he was like, do you mind if I sleep on your couch tonight? I said, what? I said, no, you cannot sleep on my couch tonight. And we never hung out after that.
That's wild.
That is wild.
So he was just in the streets that night? Wait, you work for him. So what happened the next day you said I'm at work?
I don't know where he went.
He quit and you never saw him again.
I quit working at H&M. Oh. They wanted me to stay down there over Christmas break. And I said, guys, I'm not. Like, the $11.50 an hour is not worth it. I'm going home.
But Romney.
It was like New Year, Christmas Eve. And they called me and they're like, are you coming to work today? I said, no. So I'm not sure what happened. We matched on Hinge like a couple months ago.
Wait. Oh my
god! You should see if he has a home
that's
now.
A good plot twist.
Oh, wait. So you liked him?
Yeah,
you still.
Me. Oh, like, see, here we like, go. Oh, like a familiar face. Let's see what he's up to.
We're not being honest.
A
couple messages back and forth.
I don't like that.
And then nothing happens.
Be a little curious. Be like, maybe he has his own couch now.
Playing with that man's heart.
Exactly.
Like, let's see what he's up to now.
And what he up to?
I don't know. We didn't get that far.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay,
I was going to say, Romney, what if this is like one of those Tyler Perry movie stories where this man homeless, but he a good man of God, and he can hold you down.
Good man, Savannah.
He could cook really well.
He can cook real well. He's good with kids. He's all that stuff.
If a man is homeless, we will never get close enough for me to learn.
Oh my God. God damn. Yo.
We'll never get that far.
Yeah, yo, Pope, watch this. Remember the show? The black culture show, Insecure.
Yeah.
Do you remember our man, season one, down bad on his luck, just waiting for opportunity.
Oh Lord,
right?
Yeah.
Just waiting for opportunity to really showcase who he is as a person.
Yeah, and these women abandoned him.
And then Issa looking dumb in the light, you know, then look, chasing him for the next 8 seasons, right?
Her mistake was not breaking up with him.
Oh.
What was her mistake?
She should have, like, she cheated and she should have just broken up with him. She should have just been like, hey, this ain't working. I'm out.
Got laid out in the studio.
Ooh.
Daniel was fine, though. Her biggest mistake was not putting him as Danielle on her phone.
Yo, JQ is sick.
That is sick. Wow.
JQ is sick.
Wow.
Yo, no.
I would not do that. I don't do that. But I'm like.
No, stop talking. Stop talking.
I love the separation. I would not do that.
Yeah. All right, JQ. What we got? Have you ever helped a black man out? Down his
No, but I think it's because, like, in my early 20s, I lived in a house with a bunch of people, and no one wants to move in with that. And then I had a junior one bedroom, and it's like, what's that? I do have a nicer apartment now, and I really do not be having people over to my house partially because of that reason. But I've also always dated guys who were like, maybe a couple years older than me, like made more, had their own places. So like, it's never really been an issue for me.
Well then.
I mean, that's not to say, I mean, I never say never, but it has as of yet to come up in my lived experience.
Just
saying,
just don't. You come across a Lawrence, don't automatically dismiss him like Romney will.
Okay.
And honestly, it probably hasn't happened. I'm strict. I'm very strict. I run a tight ship.
Shocking.
So yeah.
Oh man. All right. Back to the show. I guess we just talk Jen now. First Asian Bachelorette. Pope, you've been a champion of Jen for a very long time. Can you separate your personal feelings with what this means culturally, or can you not separate the two? Because maybe I'm naive, but I feel like
I can separate the two pretty easily. Okay. Because I did not think that she should be the Bachelorette. But I'm happy that she is, if that makes sense.
But like, even if she gets, you know, you're going to see all these guys, you know, I'm kissing her and
it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day got to end.
Oh, God.
Right? As Glorilla says, as the great prophet Glorilla says. Now, Jen is a fascinating woman.
Fascinating. Oh.
She is. I did not expect her to be the Bachelorette. People were saying that to me, and I was like, nah, it's Maria. But since it's happened, I'm like, yo, this is an amazing thing. And I'm hoping that it doesn't work out.
No, there's the hate.
I wish her nothing but the worst.
There's the hate.
Why? So you can slide in them DMs and come through.
Because I can save her. And I know I can. And I'm looking forward to having the opportunity if possible. Also, there is a dude in her. If you look at the dudes that are part of the season, which I've
I'm looking at them right now.
Wait, can someone send me a link?
I can.
From the Bachelorette Facebook.
There is a dude, part of the cast, who breaks all the traditional body molds and everything. This is a trailblazing man here. Give him his flowers. His name is Brett from Mannheim, Pennsylvania. A Midwestern man. He's burly. He's big, like Midwestern men should be. And clearly that's something Jenna's into. So let's see. Let's see what happens.
One step closer to you getting casted.
It is one step closer to me getting casted, for sure. But also, I just got to be honest, y'all. I've been watching a lot of that Shogun show.
Yeah, this is about to be problematic.
But even before that, we all know I was a Jen fan. Jen can get it. I think the AAPI community. I'm with it.
Can I? Okay, I'm looking through this cast. It's not a lot of Asian men.
Which is also true. Very true.
And I kind of
let's not get crazy
not that
here.
She has to.
No, I was gonna say let's not get crazy here, JQ. They gave us an Asian woman.
That is true. We can only have one at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's dissect it though, because this is a black woman. We'd be like, what? Why aren't there more black men? That's a good point.
Yeah, it's a lot of. I think I've maybe two. I think there's a South Asian guy. And one East Asian guy. I don't know, but we'll dive deeper as you know. Yes. This is just a cursory glance, and it is a social construct. So what do I know?
You like them black dudes, though.
It kind of looks like they were cast for somebody else.
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder if that's the case too.
If it was for Daisy, because there's too many black dudes in here.
Well, no, do you think it was Rachel?
This is getting to the point I wanted to make, though.
Or Maria.
So, Brandon, we talked about this on the other pod we were on. Like, I feel like they acted like Jen was a second or third choice. They really acted like it. And she didn't deserve that. It felt that way. Mm. Just in the way they set it up, you know?
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Daisy gave her spiel.
Yep.
And we're thinking here, oh, she's wearing the Bachelorette black. Because I was in the Twitter threads looking, seeing like Bachelorette contestants. The ones that become Bachelorette, they wear black on the night of the final, of the finale. Maria was dressed in black. She had a mic on,
mm-hmm.
You know. Daisy had black on. They played the crowd and the audience really well. Because Jen was wearing what, purple? Laughing.
Yes.
They beat all the social media conspiracies, everything.
Yeah, even Reality Steve was like, I saw a tweet that he said that, yeah, I think it's gonna be Daisy. Then after it got announced, he's like, damn, they did a really good job of keeping that under wraps that it was Jen. Romney mm-hmm. and JQ. So question is, do you think, to Pope's point about Jen not, we don't think necessarily Jen being the first choice. Do you agree with that? And I say, I'm agreeing with Pope because I think they brought Daisy back out on stage and it almost seemed like they wanted the audience to know, like, this is why Daisy's not going to be the Bachelorette, because she apparently has too much going on right now and she needs to rest. And we want her to be the Bachelorette, but look, here we are trying to offer it to her, but you know, she was like, I have too much going on, right? And then, you know, they pivoted to, maybe they asked Maria, who knows, and then, you know, obviously settled on Jen. So where do you guys fall on Jen? What do you think? Was she the first choice, or where do you think she fell in?
Go ahead.
Jen doesn't really move me.
Mm-hmm.
So I also don't think she was the first choice. But it just seems like Maria probably said no.
Mm-hmm. And Daisy, I feel like Daisy definitely said no too.
whenever they like announce bachelors and bachelorettes, I never consider like maybe they don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's time consuming for one. Like it's definitely time consuming. Right. And you could still, you know, once you're top three, top four, whatever, you can still have a little bit of a, you know, runway of, you know, C-list celebrity and still kind of still be in the mix of other things and not have to devote so much of your time to doing that. Going right back to it.
Yeah, I would want to go back to my regular life. Like I just camera in your face, constantly being controlled doesn't seem fun. I did think Daisy was going to be Bachelorette just because when she was in the car leaving, she said something and I was like, ooh, let me write that down. I'm gonna bring that back to my therapist. She said, if I can love the wrong person that much, imagine how much I can love the right person. And I was like, oh, she about to, and then she wasn't.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know that Jen wasn't the first choice because honestly, I wanted Rachel as Bachelorette. I really liked her. I thought she was really sweet. Like, it just seemed like, you know, a good story. She initially had really good chemistry with him. But I think with Jen, I don't know if she was the second choice, but it did seem like she didn't get, like, the media training and refining that the lead coming up would usually get, like when she was at her interview.
It seemed like she just found out like
before. Yeah, it felt a little awkward though, but I think she'll have time to get like comfortable really step into it. But yeah, these guys, yeah, I wonder who they were casted for or if they even cast four people anymore and if they just bring like a bunch of people together.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah.
Did you guys hear, and if so, what did you guys think about Jen's failed attempt of a penis joke?
Yeah, that's what I meant by she was awkward.
Oh, is that what you're talking
about? She was
yeah
awkward.
I was like, what?
yeah
that was a swing and a huge miss.
I'm debating whether I get into why she made that joke, but I won't.
All right. I think I know what you're going to say and be problematic elsewhere.
I'm just saying she's confirming some things. That's all I'm saying.
Look, it's her season. It's look, man, they've never had this. They've never had an Asian Bachelorette. I'm going to guess.
She's making it clear. She's a say.
I
really hope they don't do her dirty.
Well, that's what I was just getting to. I'm going to guess it's not much on, if any, on the production staff. There's going to be some awkward moments. Like, I could see they're going to do a date someplace and they're going to be like, let's go to a karaoke bar. I'm like, okay, what are we doing? Right. Like, I feel like they're just going to, it's going to be some blind spots there. And some like stereotypical stuff that I'm like, all right. Does anybody know what Jen's parents look like? Because my cynical mind was like, yo, they picked Jen because maybe she has white parents because they got to find a way to whitewash her some way. Like,
also, didn't she talk about her parents' relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, what was it, Ronnie?
Dad sleeps in the basement.
Oh, that's it. Oh, my, oh, yo. Okay, this is gonna be nasty. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh no, this is gonna be sick. This is gonna be bad, right? Hey, kid, this can't be good.
I
forgot about
all I know is my parents would feel away if I told their business on TV.
I forgot about the dad in the basement. Yo. Cause what you say, Robbie, like they had just like she didn't say abusive as in physical. I think she just meant like they had a, like maybe just verbal abuse, maybe. Correct me if I'm wrong or if you remember.
I don't remember.
I think it was, I don't think she went as far as saying it was physical. Just maybe
I missed this all together.
No, I definitely, maybe this is the
one-on-one, which is the second one-on-one.
So yeah, maybe it's the pod that me and just Romney, then me and you just do a pod together. Maybe it's that pod. I don't know, but I don't know. I feel like you might have been there because you, because I was just like, yo, this is nasty that she's telling us about her pops. Just like, yo, that, yeah, damn, I forgot about that. This, oh man, this is gonna be hilarious. Maybe not hilarious, but you know what I'm trying to say. This could be, yeah. All right. Anything else we need to? Anything else we need to hit?
Ultimately, Romney, I think Jen's gonna be a great bachelorette.
Man, if they don't set her up for failure,
part of that's gonna be on her because them taking shots thing, like,
yeah, that was.
There's a part of me that understands that you, as the castee, the person that's cast, don't have all the power. Mm-hmm. But when you are the first Asian American one and you're filling in such a historic role, that gives you a little more power and influence than like a standard white girl bachelorette, I would think.
Sure, granted, this was a decade or so ago by now, but we've heard a story about Rachel Lindsay, and she thought she was going to be in there with some power, and they brought in black dudes that even like black women. Like,
true.
Yeah, because that could also be a factor.
And I'm sure they're going to have
the stories from this are going to be interesting as well. Like, yeah. The whole thing is going to be very fascinating to see.
You know, it's going to be some. Look, I don't want to. I'm just gonna say, man. I don't want to put any race on the man, but it's gonna be some man, and he's gonna. I can already see this scene happening. Some man is gonna say something off camera or on camera about having an Asian fetish, and
I hope she cuts him immediately.
And they're gonna be like.
That is going to happen.
Jen, I have to tell you about this guy, and then it's going to be like...
I can tell you what black dude it's going to be. I can tell you.
Damn, it got to be a black dude. I said, don't put a race on it.
I didn't want to, but I can tell you who it's going to be because I looked at his picture and said, yeah, bro.
I also think, you know how like his the name Killmonger? Is,
oh, boy.
Killmonger.
Wow.
Hassan from Denver. Killmonger.
I think he might be South Asian.
Oh, no,
but I could be wrong.
He's pretty black. I don't. Maybe he's part South Asian.
Hassan or Hakeem? Which one?
Hassan is his name. He's 28 from Denver.
Yeah, but
that's the man that's going to probably say something that is going to be problematic.
I was going to go with somebody from the South. It's a couple guys here that.
Maybe
look
John
like
from Delray Beach, Florida.
We have a guy from Mississippi that looked like he could say such.
Well, you know, I do know Mississippians tend to be a little wild.
Oh my gosh! Don't do the whole state of Mississippi like that.
Wow.
Also, this dude Matt. I'm looking at these pictures. Matt from Atlanta, Georgia, 27.
What race is this dude?
His shirt is so wrinkled.
Is he appropriating?
Why is your shirt wrinkled like that? You think this is cool?
Yo, Romney, you need to do some recon on this dude named Matt.
I'm looking for him.
I bet you are.
No, oh my gosh. All right. Oh my goodness.
You know linen gets wrinkled.
Oh man.
It's like linen to me.
They're young. How old is Jen?
25.
She's young.
Oh my gosh. She doesn't need to be looking for
love.
But love, she needs to be in the club.
This dude, Mose or Mose, whatever his name, I bet it's Mose, from Albany, New York. He won't be a problem.
The chain?
That's her
chain,
type.
The chain untucked?
That's her type. I could already tell. That's her type. Final four.
Didn't you say her mom was like super traditional though?
Yeah. I do remember that.
Makes you feel even stronger about it.
Yeah, she's about to rebel.
She's not taking a black man home to her Asian mom.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
She's gonna rebel.
You know how like every time there's a black lead, they make them not make them, but there's always like, let's talk about race. Like they're definitely gonna do that to her.
Yeah.
Episode one. I can't wait.
I come from a very traditional household. Yep.
Now, the fascinating thing is like, this is the one where I'm going to be able to like sit back and like be like a white person. Be like, oh, let me learn about a new culture.
Oh my goodness.
It doesn't always feel that way, right? But I could be like, oh, wow, this is...
It's so wild that, like, we are this many seasons in the show, and this is the first time we're getting an Asian lead.
It is kind of crazy.
Where's Jen from?
She lives in Miami.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, she grew up in Miami?
I don't know where she grew up.
Or went to college? Where'd she go to college?
She gives Miami vibes. That's a Miami woman.
What? You should have auditioned for her season, though, because you...
Well, she a hurricane, you know? She a hurricane.
She's in college right now, so she must...
Wait, what? I thought she's at the hospital saving people.
For her PT, whatever it is. She's still in school.
Yeah. She's still in school.
Hope she's barely just out of undergrad. Yeah,
I would love to
University of Wisconsin Madison.
Oh, whoa. Turn up
10. Oh,
whoa,
got something to talk to her about. That's
okay. Nice. This she said, I gotta get out of Wisconsin. Let me go to Miami.
That's a big weather change to do
my grad school. Okay, things are starting to matriculate here.
Is she from Wisconsin?
It looks like she's going to prom in New Jersey, so maybe she's from New Jersey.
The research. I love these journalists.
I'm looking at her Instagram. Her prom picture is checked in at the Hilton, Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey.
Does she have the date?
Us on any other Bastard podcast, right, you have real-time journalists. Yeah.
The fact that her prom pictures are still up, that's how youthful she is.
Yeah, right? That's nuts. That like, is she, crazy. Like,
Instagram existed when she went to prom.
That is crazy.
Her prom pictures are not still on Instagram.
Damn.
The fact that they ever were.
Romney, don't hide that, man.
I went to prom my sophomore year. He was
Look, swag. Look at that. Look at her swag.
He was the prom king.
Swag.
Oh my god. I know that's right. Hot girl. Period.
Did you have to wait? Was he a senior or junior?
He was he's 2 years older than me, so it was his senior year.
So you had hella senior girls mad at you. This is another pod.
We can get into it, but it was a whole thing. It was a mess.
I would like.
Robbie had hella ops.
It was a mess.
They try to jump you.
They literally had a target.
We played Powderpuff football in my high school.
Oh my gosh, they was beating.
And they were like starting rumors. They're like, Robbie's playing. We need to break her ankles. I played soccer at the time.
What?
So they're like, Robbie's playing. We need to injure her.
Break her ankles.
Like, so I couldn't even play. I had to be a Powderpuff football coach.
Dang.
Yo, Romney has security at the school because the senior girls is about to mop
that's
you.
What happens when you have to
mop me up at the Powderpuff football game. I went to school with white people, like the only predominantly white high school in the county.
Was the dude at the Powerpuff game too?
Yeah, he was there. He was
hugged up with you. That's crazy, Romney. You're about to get mopped up.
The white girls, it was bad.
You dodged the bullet. They probably would have killed you.
They probably still looking for you, honestly. They ain't over that.
He's a white high school?
He's married now.
The high school you went to is like a more white one? Because they're the ones.
Yeah, very white.
They'll do some wild shit.
But he's married now?
He's married now.
Is he happy?
Well.
Another pod.
The fact that she knows the answer.
This was a while ago. This is a few years ago. He might be happy now, but there was a situation where I had to tell him, like, aren't you in love with your girlfriend?
Nope.
But you know, that's another time.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. This was
young Romney. I'm a different.
That was very like hoes hate me because I'm the it girl. Like, okay, I know that's right.
But okay, last follow up for me. Did he marry one of those senior girls?
No, but the woman looks like, you know how different people look like two different versions of the same person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A different version of me.
Okay.
Can I ask a follow up? Is he black or white?
He's black.
Okay. Oh,
so all the white girls.
Because I was like, if this is a white man, he's diabolical.
No.
Oh, yeah, that would have been hella crazy.
I would have been like, Eddie, she looks like you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys her picture.
Yo, I can't believe he's about to get mopped up at the Powerpuff game by hella senior girls.
High school, let me tell you, Powerpuff
game of all places. What a story. What a story.
Look, man, small town, North Carolina.
Oh shit. That is hilarious. Were you like legit scared? You had to be scared, right?
I was. I was.
Yeah.
How old was I? How old are you, sophomore year of high
Yeah, like
school?
15,
Or
16.
15?
Yeah.
15? Of
Yeah.
course, I was. These old ladies.
Hey, high
Listen, they
school
like
beef
about
is.
18 years old. You beefing with a sophomore. Hey,
And
trying
high
to, girl,
school
you ain't got
beef.
SAT prep.
High school beef is real beef.
Real
High
beef.
school beef.
I'm
That's a.
saying. That's what I'm saying. It could still be on site right now.
That's
Like.
like the last real time the sophisticated would actually like act up. Like people that are like Fortune 500 CEOs right now in high school, that's the only time they would have been the ones to be like, yo, I'm gonna try you.
That is true. It is the only, it's kind of the only socially acceptable time
Right.
to really beef because in college
Yeah.
it's like you're over 18 and now again Future and Drake are 40 and it's like y'all ain't got colonoscopies.
Exactly.
Just sing the song.
So, sorry for the people that aren't tuned in or that aren't in our group chat, but Hope and JQ, I didn't send you guys a picture. Or Romney sent it to Hope and I, but JQ, I
Oh,
just sent
y'all do
you.
favor.
Oof.
See,
Oof.
Now go ahead, get your shit off, Romney. Get your
no,
shit off.
I'm not because it really doesn't matter anymore. I don't want him listening to this podcast like, damn, she's still
Do
worried about high
you even listen
school.
to Two
You might be if Romney posts, they might follow you on Instagram, and
You
she, you know,
never know. We
she posts a link or posts this. She might, he might.
got a larger followership than you would think. It's pretty nice.
I'm
It's pretty
like, she's
nice.
still worried about high school. I'm not, guys. It just came up.
It did come up
It came
naturally.
It
up.
did come
I'm
up
not
It
worried
wasn't
about high
natural
school.
coming
Yeah, it
up.
was
It was
natural.
natural.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
was
Yeah, so
natural.
fall back, homeboy. She not feeling you no more. She
Okay.
Ease up, bruh. Ease up.
Put your
You're gonna
woman
be all right.
first. Put your woman first, dog. All right. All right. Any last words for the season? Ladies, JK, you want to start?
Oh, what is it? It's predictions?
Any last words? No, I don't.
Oh,
If you
no,
want to include
it
a
was
prediction, sure, go for it.
a cute. No, I don't have any predictions. I have to see how the guys are.
I
I
met
don't know.
Joey and Kelsey.
Joey was a great bachelor. He was a great bachelor.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job. Good season overall, I
Good
think.
job. What you got, Rodney? You've been crushing on my man since the charity song. So this is a somewhat of a chapter closing for you and Joey. How'd you feel about how he did?
He was a great bachelor. I texted you guys this earlier. We needed to talk about the shoes on the season. They were all bad. If you go back to look at the episodes, all the ladies' shoes were tough.
But you had a theory.
I think they had to wear shorter heels so they wouldn't be taller than Joey.
Yeah, because he wasn't like 6'3" or 6'4" or anything like that. He was
5'11", and those were.
okay. Why do you know his exact height?
That's real. That's
He
real.
with shoes on, but like 5'11", you know, and the women were kind of tall. Like they looked like they were like 5'8", 5'7".
Yeah.
But the shoes were all so bad. Go look at Kelsey's night one shoes, guys. That's all I have.
What you got, Pope?
Overall, I think it's great that the two of them got together. I'm happy for the season was great. It was a good season. It was had just enough drama, but like the drama stayed in the middle, which is great. And shout out to the editing team. Shout out to the production, because they the teases, the way they really drew this thing out. It had me thinking that Joey could have been like having nobody at the end of this. Like, did a good job. They were great at the editing from start to finish, the production team. It's good stuff. So it's a good season. I'm pumped for Jen, and I can't wait to see how it works out.
Yeah, echo all that. I think we're all in agreement. Joey was representing himself well.
Let me just say though,
Yeah.
he got a gift from Daisy. got a big gift.
Wait.
Is Daisy deciding not to go through with the shit?
Okay, yes. Got it.
Like, he didn't have to, like, break up with her.
Yes.
Which made it would have made him look bad. So at the end of the day, he won because he didn't have to look at the bad guy at all. He was just sitting here.
No.
Yeah. Men are so funny. I love hearing y'all talk.
But no, yeah, Joey, aside from being a bit cliched at times, and maybe that's just me, just not, you know, obviously I don't know the guy, but it's just sometimes sound like too canned of responses and things like that. And, you know, just selfishly, him not having Maria go to the fantasy suites is just still something I'm just not going to understand, but it's not for me to understand, right? Other than that, what'd you say?
It's not.
Other than that, you know, I got no ill will towards Joey. A little concerned about his finances, but, you know, that's Kelsey's problem too. That's not my worry either, right?
We gotta figure out where this homeless group, like, how did this even start?
I'm actually with Romney, and it's like he didn't go back to Hawaii. He moved in with family in Philly. He got on the show. Now he's moving to New Orleans with Kelsey, and now they're just gonna
move
to New York.
Where did he live? Where was he? You know that Empire and Terrace Howard's, like, yeah. Do you need some money?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He left Hawaii because I know that shit was
expensive. I think it was from the Best Man Holiday.
Oh, you're right. Why did I think that was from Empire and him guest starring? Because, I made that up.
We literally equate Terrence Howard to Empire now.
Do you need some money, man?
No, we gotta monitor that. I'm kind of with Romney. I need to, you know, we need to just make sure there's no scamming going on here.
Yeah.
Kelsey, you need to be careful.
Y'all have swayed me because I did not come in here thinking that at all. And now I'm like, whoa. Well, may be sitting here like really taking advantage. I don't know. We'll see.
As far as what you can expect from Pod, are they doing a Paradise? What season are we in? March? I mean, I feel like they've already casted her people. They probably about to start shooting tomorrow, right? Like, I don't know. I mean they didn't hint about anything about Paradise. Nonetheless, we don't do Paradise typically.
They did not give a Paradise tease.
No, like, they didn't.
That was interesting. They usually give a tease to that at all.
Yeah, like, exactly that. She's gonna join us on, you'll see plenty more of her in Paradise. You know, they do that shit. So maybe it's just Jen and
I wonder if Paradise is not gonna continue.
I heard that rumor too.
Because it feels like the ratings have to be lower than the actual season of The Bachelor.
Because it's always in the summer, and that's, you know, people don't. That's a low TV time.
The seasons have been going down in, like, ratings for a while. So I can only imagine The Bachelor in Paradise can't be much better.
No.
Yeah.
I think the last time they had it, that's why they, like, bunched it all together, like, had the show 2 days a week for 2 hours. Just try to pump that shit out and get it done. Just get it done and over with. But yeah, assuming it's not until Kelsey's not back, they don't air again something until Jen season, I would assume we will be back, especially with it being a new race of a woman for the first time ever. It gives a little bit more there. But yo, Pope and I were on another pod that we want to shout out, the Rose Noir. Is that how you say it, Pope?
Rose Noir.
Rose.
These ladies, Rose
Noir.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Great women, great takes.
Yeah. Icon. So
it's great.
Go holler at them, support them. And oh yeah, JQ and Romney, they said hello.
Aw, yay.
Hi.
Matter of fact, they'd like to get all of us together.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's two guys and two guys and six women. Huh.
Two guys, six women, but to be fair, bro, I think we can handle it. Unlike Daisy, we're
yeah, good. Yeah. I'm not gonna back down from it. All right,
you're
like
not
that,
going back down.
Nah.
Oh my gosh, we're
get in the game.
Yeah,
we're gonna play.
Hold our own. Yeah, but yeah, they said hello, but they do wanna work. They wanted to bring you guys in if available sometime, maybe next season. So definitely keep you guys updated there. But appreciate everyone that's hung out with us. Listen, follow along, tweeted back at us, retweeted, participated in the fantasy leagues, whatnot, corrected us when we were wrong, talk shit to us, you know, everything. We accept it all.
Y'all were great.
Keeping us straight. You know, if we can handle JQ, you know, we can handle the internet. So it's all love. We will leave it at that. For Romney, JQ, Brandon Pope, I'm Brandon Smith. We will talk to everyone next season. See ya.
Deuces.